This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to our final session of 100 Key Advices from the Quran. Walhamdulillah, we are on a journey to acquire, apply, and advocate the advices from the Quran in order to benefit ourselves and others, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, with the help and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us continue our journey, which is the last part of this series, inshallah. The advice comes from Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah number 49, Ayah number 6, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqum binaba'in fatabayyanu, an tusibu qawman bijahala, fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin. O you who have believed, if there comes to you a disobedient one with information, investigate, lest you harm a people out of ignorance and become over what you have done regretful. My brothers and sisters, again, let's trigger our three A's as an action plan. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that there are so many people out there who come with different kinds of information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this advice that whenever there is any information comes to you, investigate it, find out, verify, validate this information. Because a lot of times what happens, and this requires our practical application, and wallahi, my brothers and sisters, by Allah, when we actually apply this in our lives, in our personal lives, in our professional lives, in our, you know, life in, from different aspects, we will see so many beneficial results, subhanallah. Whenever you hear about anyone or anything, immediately remember this word of Allah Rabbul Izzah, where Allah says, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, investigate about it, find more details of it, cross-check it, verify and validate that information that you've got. Because a lot of times we hear it and we, you know, take a decision upon it. We conclude it so quickly without even verifying and validating whether that information about that person or about, you know, anything is true or not. So we need to apply this, my brothers and sisters, in order to fulfill the command of Allah Rabbul Izzah, also to be able to live a very balanced and very sensible life. Advocate this formula to others as well, my brothers and sisters, because it is a very important aspect, you know, and that this practice can actually prevent a lot of fights, disputes, conflicts in our lives. So people can also benefit about it. The next advice comes from Surah Hujurat, Surah number 49, Ayah number 9, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, then make settlement between them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a very beautiful advice that we need to acquire, and that is, whenever we see two people fighting, we should not, you know, add fire to the fuel or fuel to the fire. Rather, we should be muslihin, which means we should be the people who settle things, who correct others, who are the doers of good, who make reconciliation between two parties when they fight. So we need to apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters, because we see a lot of times, you know, in front of us, in our own families, in our own friend circles, there are two people who fight over something which they shouldn't be fighting about, which they shouldn't be, you know, disputing about. You and me, as a person, a believer in the Quran, we need to act in between as a mediator and settle the matter between them by judging with the Quran, with the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful piece of advice that we need to apply in our lives, as Allah Rabbul Izzah, He made it clear. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, then make settlement between them. We need to advocate this formula of peace as well to others, my brothers and sisters, because a lot of people, they actually instigate more and make the situation more complicated, make the conflict more complex, subhanallah. So we need to ensure that we advocate others as well and teach and preach them that Allah Rabbul Izzah is telling you and me, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, then make settlement between them. We and every one of us, the believer of the Quran, should be a person of benefit, not a person of problem. We should settle and solve the problems, not increase or improve the problem, subhanallah. The next advice comes from Surah Hujurat, Surah number 49, ayah number 11, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٍ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءُ مِّن نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, O you who have believed, let not a people ridicule another people, perhaps they may be better than them, nor let women ridicule other women, perhaps they may be better than them, and do not insult one another, and do not call each other by offensive nicknames. My brothers and sisters, we need to acquire this understanding, which is so much needed in our lives. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah is telling clearly a direct message for us, those who believe in the Quran. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is giving this peaceful advice, a very powerful and profound advice, where He says, let not a people ridicule other people. Let not, hate other people. Let's not insult one another, subhanallah. We need to apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters, because a lot of times we insult people, we humiliate people, we ridicule people, we see people down, we sometimes feel that we are better than them. Subhanallah, Allah is stating it clearly that we should not ridicule people. We should not, the women, they should not ridicule other women. We should not insult one another. Subhanallah, Allah is saying, who knows, perhaps they may be better than you. You know, just by having a religious dress code, that doesn't mean you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that's a very good thing, but the hearts, only Allah knows about it, you know. So we should not judge people. We should not give people and insult them by calling them with offensive nicknames, subhanallah. So we need to ensure, my brothers and sisters, that we be the people who always prevent ourselves, and also to advocate this powerful advices from the Quran, where Allah Rabbul Izzah is clearly telling us to avoid ridiculing people. The women is mentioned here particularly, they should be avoiding others to ridicule. We do not know, as Allah Rabbul Izzah says, perhaps we, when we look down upon people, perhaps they are better than us. Subhanallah, in the sight of Allah, they may be better than us. So we should always avoid this this practice of ridiculing others, you know, looking down others, and also prevent ourselves for insulting others and calling each other by offensive names. And this practice needs to be acquired, apply, and advocate to others as well. Another beautiful advice comes from Surah Hujurat, Surah number 49, ayah number 12, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhanni, inna ba'da al-dhanni ithmun, wala tajassasu, wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da, ayyuhibbu ahadukum an ya'kula lahma akhih, مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. O you who have believed, avoid much negative assumption. Indeed, some assumption is sin. And do not spy or backbite each other. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother when dead? You would detest it. You would hate it. My brothers and sisters, again, acquire the understanding what Allah Rabbul Izzah is telling us. A beautiful piece of advice, again, direct to the believers. Avoid much negative assumption. Indeed, assumption is many a times a sin. Do not spy. Do not backbite each other. And Allah is giving the similitude, the equivalent of backbiting is, do you want to eat the flesh, the meat of your own dead brother? And Allah says, nay, you will abhor it. You will not like it. You will hate it. Apply this beautiful piece of advice, my brothers and sisters, in our lives. Many people, they destroy their lives, they destroy their families, they destroy the whole fabric of the society, my brothers and sisters, by not adopting this beautiful advices from the Quran. We have to ensure that we avoid much negative assumption. In fact, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He taught us in the Quran, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He taught us in the Ahadith that we should think good about people first. We shouldn't be thinking negative about people. We should always have husnul dhan, the good understanding or the good feeling or the good assumption from the people. Allah Rabbul Izzah is saying, avoid much negative assumption. A lot of times what happens, we assume and we take a decision upon that assumption, and that decision leads to destruction. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, indeed some assumption is a sin. It's a sin, it's a crime against that person or against the thing. When we assume and we take a decision upon it, and we know that it's wrong in Islam. And Allah Rabbul Izzah is also saying, do not spy. You know, don't be someone who wants to know others' life, others' secrets, others', privacy. We need to ensure that we respect the privacy and give them freedom and ensure that we should not be insecure. We should be concerned on the matters which are related to us. So Allah says, do not spy or do not backbite. Subhanallah, backbiting is something which is social evil. It is so bad, subhanallah, that it actually leads to bad relationships and destroy our lives of this world and the hereafter as well. That's the reason, the gravest thing that Allah mentioned here, do you want to eat the dead meat of your brother? Allah is giving this as an example, subhanallah, an analogy, so that we may abstain and avoid the backbiting and spying and assuming things, subhanallah. We need to advocate this powerful advice, my brothers and sisters, to others as well, because people can prevent and protect their lives by avoiding much negative assumptions. People can avoid getting into sins. People can actually avoid spying and backbiting. A lot of times they don't know what is backbiting. So we need to tell them backbiting is a major thing that will destroy our lives, and it will lead us to the path of destruction, subhanallah. Another advice comes from Surah Hujurat, Surah number 49, Ayah number 13, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, inna Allaha alimun khabir. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that the only criteria for Allah Rabbul Izzah to be nearer and dearer is taqwa of Allah. Apply this in our lives. Indeed, we want to get closer to someone who is extremely powerful, who has the entire creation in his hand, who have the entire and complete power. We need to ensure that we become the best in his sight. And for us to be best in his sight, we need to be a muttaqi, A person who have taqwa, a person who is conscious of Allah, a person who ensures that his life is driven with the main ingredient of life, and that is ittaqullah, the consciousness of Allah, the fear of Allah, the absolute awareness of Allah. We shouldn't be the people of, you know, who are ittaqun nas, who fear the people, who fear the society, who fear the, you know, situations. No, we shouldn't be fearing the people, the situation, the things. We should be fearing and we should be conscious of Allah. A person who is conscious of Allah, he will always succeed. And we need to advocate this formula, my brothers and sisters. Racism is not allowed in Islam. Black and white is not important. You know, rich or poor is not important. Nationality is not important. What is important as prescribed by Allah, indallahi atqakum. Indeed, in the sight of Allah is the one who is most righteous. Another advice comes from Surah Al-Dhariyat, Surah number 51, Ayah number 56, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines the purpose of life. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me. Allah Rabbul Izzah is giving us this understanding, which we need to acquire, that the sole purpose of our existence is to worship Allah. Apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters, because money cannot be your ultimate goal. Wealth cannot be your ultimate goal. Fame cannot be your ultimate goal. Popularity and gaining positions cannot be your ultimate goal. The ultimate goal for you and me is to serve Allah, is to worship Allah, is to ensure that you enslave yourself to Allah. That is the ultimate purpose of our lives, my brothers and sisters. And we need to apply this practically in our lives by being obedient to the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to advocate this, my brothers and sisters out there, for people to understand their purpose of existence, their purpose of life. Subhanallah, there are many, many people who do not have a clear definition of why they are here. They do not have the purpose of their own life, their own existence. They do not have this clarity. So we need to advocate and teach and preach it to people that you are in my existence. The ultimate existence is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while we doing so, we are not restricted to earn halal income. We are not restricted to enjoy our lives in a halal way. We are not restricted to live a very good life in this world. This is all counted as worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another advice comes from Surah Najm, Surah number 53, Ayah number 38, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, fear Allah and let every soul look at what it has put forth for tomorrow, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we need to be conscious of Allah and we need to see ourselves what we are going to gain tomorrow. Apply this in our lives, and this notion, this concept will help us correct ourselves, because we want to be successful tomorrow, in the future, in our akhirah, in our lives, in this world and in the hereafter. Advocate this, my brothers and sisters, because a lot of us, we live with an understanding that we are not going to stand before Allah one day. We are going to stand before Allah one day, and we are going to give our accountability to Allah one day. We have to ensure that, and Allah is acquainted with what we do. Subhanallah, we need to advocate this, my brothers and sisters, so that the society can become Allah conscious, the families can become Allah conscious, we as individuals become Allah conscious, and that is how we can grow in our lives and we can succeed in this world and the hereafter. Another beautiful advice comes from Surah Al-Mumtahina, Surah number 60, Ayah number 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah does not forbid you from those who do not fight you because of the religion and do not expel you from your homes, from being righteous toward them and acting justly towards them. Indeed, Allah loves those who act justly. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we are not allowed to treat unjustly, unfairly, an evil way with the non-Muslims, with those who are not of the same faith. Allah is giving us this instruction, this advice, that we have to be good to those who are not involved in any way in terms of fighting and expelling us from our homes. Allah is giving us, and this requires our practical application, Allah is giving an instruction, a peaceful and beautiful advice, that being righteous towards them. And Allah is saying to act justly towards them. They cannot be mistreated. They cannot be treated unjustly. They cannot be judged unfairly only because they are non-Muslim. No, Islam does not allow this practice of being unfair, unjust, and unrighteous towards them, even if they are non-Muslims. In fact, Allah is giving us the formula of beautiful and peaceful coexistence. For us to coexist, we need to respect each other. We need to tolerate each other. We need to accept, the differences with each other. Advocate this formula, my brothers and sisters, because a lot of people, they think that Islam is intolerant. Islam is something, it teaches something that is not good for the society. In fact, this is a very powerful, profound, and beautiful practice and teaching that Allah is giving us in the Quran. Allah says, Allah does not forbid you from those who do not fight you because of religion, and do not expel you from your homes, from being righteous towards them and acting justly towards them. Indeed, Allah loves those who act. So let's advocate this advice to others so that they can also gain this right understanding of Islam. Another advice comes from Surah Talaq, Surah number 65, ayah number 2 and 3, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the last portion of ayah number 2, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And whoever fears Allah, be conscious of Allah, Allah will make for him a way out, and Allah will provide for him from where he does not expect. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, for you and me to have an exit point from any problem, challenge, obstacle, difficulty, hardship is taqwa Allah, is the consciousness of Allah. Apply this in our lives. Apply this in our lives by being conscious of Allah, and you will see Allah will ease the matter for you. Allah will make a way for you. Allah will provide you from where you will never imagine. Advocate this to others, my brothers and sisters, so that the people can become Allah conscious are those who ensure that they receive the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they receive the favors and bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another advice comes from Surah Tahrim, Surah number 66, ayah number 6, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who have believed, protect yourself and your families from a fire. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we have to protect ourselves and our families from the hellfire. Apply it in our lives by giving priority to your family, by giving priority to your family about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the teachings of the Quran, about the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that they can protect themselves and from the hellfire. Indeed, we as a responsible family member do not want our family members, our own families, our own children, our own spouses, our own mothers and fathers, we do not want our own family members to be burnt in the hellfire. So Allah is giving an instruction, protect yourselves and your families from the fire. Advocate this formula to others as well, my brothers and sisters, because a lot of people who basically preach and teach to others, they forget to settle their own homes. Subhanallah, we need to ensure that we protect ourselves and our families from the fire. Another advice comes from Surah Al-Mulk, Surah number 67, ayah number 2, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He has created the death and life to test you, to see which of you is best in deeds. And He is the exalted in might, the forgiving. Allah Rabbul Izzah is giving this understanding that we need to acquire this. This life is a test, and we'll be tested in our lives in different ways. Apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters, by understanding this, that life is full of tests, and we need to perform the best in this test so that we may be rest in this world and the hereafter as well, inshallah. We need to advocate this powerful concept of this life is a test to others as well, because a lot of people, they complain, they come forward with different allegations, na'udhu billah, they complain with different notions that why is Allah doing to me, why is Allah doing to that person, why is Allah causing this and that. Subhanallah, we need to advocate to others to understand that this life is a test, so we'll be tested for sure. Everyone is tested in a different way. Everyone is going through the test, and that is the done deal. Another, advice comes from Surah Ash-Shams, Surah number 91, Ayah number 9 and 10, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. He has succeeded who purifies it, and he has failed who instills it with corruption. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters. In order for us to grow better and better, we need to ensure that we purify ourselves and apply this in our lives by being pure by ourselves, pure with our heart, pure with our mind, pure with our body, pure with our thoughts, pure with our actions, pure with our words, pure with our responsibilities. Once we do that, we'll feel that we are, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, successful. We need to advocate this others to others as well, to be pure, to be someone who is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be someone who do not want to corrupt and injure himself. Another advice comes from Surah, from Surah Al-Zilzala, Surah number 99, Ayah number 6 and 7, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. So whoever does an atom's weight of good will see it, and whoever does an atom's weight of evil will see it. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that any bit of good, any bit of evil will not be unnoticed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good will be rewarded, the evil will be punished. Apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters, and we will see that we will correct our actions. We will make sure that we become the bearer of good, and we will become those who abstain from evil. Advocate it to others as well, my brothers and sisters, because this requires a thought process of accountability. We will be judged. We will be, accountable. We will be questioned on everything. Subhanallah, any bit of good that we do, we will see the reward from Allah. And any evil that we do, we will see that we will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the Malik Yawmiddin, the only judge on that day, the only king on that day who will decide the matters in between us. Another piece of advice comes from Surah Al-Ma'un, Surah number 107, Ayah number 3. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ, and he does not encourage the feeding of the poor. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we need to encourage the feeding of the poor, and we need to apply this in our lives. Ask yourself, in the past 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, how many people have you fed? Ask this powerful question and you will get an answer. If the answer is that yes, I have fed, walhamdulillah, increase it for the next time. If you haven't done it, make sure that we do it, because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the best of you is the one who greets to those whom they know and who they do not know, and the one who feeds the poor. Feeding people is one of the major, major good deed, prescribed in Islam, subhanAllah. We need to advocate this formula as well, my brothers and sisters. Take a portion of, your income and ask people, encourage people to take a portion of their income and dedicate it for the feeding of the poor. Dedicate it for helping and giving people those who are hungry in their lives. The next advice, which we are inshallah going to close with the last two surahs of the Quran, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, which are filled with the advices, and these are the closing remarks kind of thing for us, my brothers and sisters, in order to gain the beautiful, beautiful understanding and advices from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Falaq, Surah number 113, ayah number 1-5, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillahir rahman rahim, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, min sharri ma khalaq, wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, wa min sharri nafathat fil uqad, wa min sharri hasidin idha hasad. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the Daybreak from the evil of which he created, and from the evil of darkness when it settles, and from the evil of the blows in knots, and from the evil of envy when he envies. Acquire this beautiful pieces of advice, my brothers and sisters, that we need to seek refuge in our Rabb, subhanallah. We need to apply this in our lives, as these last two surahs are called as Mu'awidhatain. These are the protective surahs, subhanallah, which protects us from the evils, from the dangers of this world and the hereafter. My brothers and sisters, we need to apply this by seeking refuge in Allah every single day, by asking Allah to give refuge from the daybreak, from that evil which he has created, from the darkness when it settles, from the blows and the knots, every kind of magic, black magic and all sorts of evils, from the enemies, from the hasideen. We have to ensure that we protect and seek the refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to advocate it to others as well, my brothers and sisters, by teaching and preaching it to others, that they have to also seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all these evils, because there is no refuge, there is no rescue for us other than getting into the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last surah, my brothers and sisters, which comes as a final piece of advice, subhanallah, that is from Surah An-Nas, Surah number 114, ayah number 1-6, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُؤَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he is giving us the understanding which we need to acquire. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the mankind. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ Malikin Nas, the sovereign of mankind, Ilahin Nas, the God of mankind, min sharril waswasil khannas, from the evil of the retreating whisperer, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, from who whispers evil into the breasts of mankind, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas, from among the jinn and the mankind. My brothers and sisters, let's apply this beautiful piece of advice from the Quran by getting again in the refuge of Allah, who is the Rabb of the mankind, who is the Malik of the mankind, who is the Ilah of the mankind, from all kinds of waswas, from all kinds of whispering, from all kinds of evil that exist in the world. We have the only refuge and rescue with Allah Rabbul Izzah. We need to advocate it to others as well, my brothers and sisters, these beautiful pieces of advice, the protective chain, subhanallah, for us from all the evils that exist around us is this beautiful pieces of advice from the Quran. My brothers and sisters, by this we have concluded 100 pieces of advice, the 100 key advices from the Quran. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to open our hearts and minds to gain this beautiful advices in our lives, number one. Number two, we ask Allah to help us apply this in our lives by practically, you know, demonstrating those and exercising our faith, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us ambassadors of advocating these beautiful advices from the Quran to our family members, to our relatives and friends, to our society, and to the whole of humanity. Make sure, my brothers and sisters, that we gain the right understanding, we do the right practice, and we do the right preaching to others as well. Make an agenda in your life to be the agent of good, to be the person who benefits people, to be the person who promotes peace, justice, fairness, tolerance, and respect for everyone. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to accept all these efforts from us. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to bless each one of you for taking out time to gain these beautiful advices from the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to settle your affairs. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to ease your matters. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to give peace to your lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant success in your lives. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to ease and remove the difficulties, the problems, the challenges, the issues that are going in your life. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah, ultimately, my brothers and sisters, to grant us the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.